calling the office of WEC. You can dial it at any time. For a dial by name directory, press 1. For directions, press 3. For accounts payable, press 4. For general message, press 5. To speak with an operator, press 0.
Please hold a moment.
WEC Group, this is Rob speaking.
Hey Rob, is Greg around?
Yes, Master's calling.
Yeah, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
I'm sorry, what was the company name?
Cardiff, like car and then diff, like different. All the word Cardiff.
Okay, hang on a second.
Thanks.
Greg.
Hey Greg, Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
That's good. Good to hear. Hey, the reason I call is so you guys had financed some equipment through U.S. Bank. You guys had a pretty good relationship with them over there. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Well, nice. Well, based off that and the reason for my call, just wanted to follow up. We had you pre-approved for some equipment financing as well and also some working capital. Just wanted to see how business has been treating you.
It's been a little slower than we'd like, but that's life, right?
Yeah, of course. You get your ups and downs. Does it typically stay pretty steady or kind of slow down towards the end of the year for you normally?
Actually, you know what? Second quarter has been our Achilles heel pretty much.
Oh, really?
The last 4 years. And we were expecting a huge third and fourth quarter. Third quarter, it's a little slow. I mean, fourth quarter right now, we're swamped. I mean, you know, year. We're down from what our projections were.
Oh, really? Any particular reason, or just kind of, just like the election and that sort of thing?
I'll be honest with you. I think that's what held a lot of our sourcing.
Really?
A lot of business was held back because not sure which direction things were going.
Of course not. Yeah, it's hard to say what's going to happen to a lot of the, you know, smaller and medium-sized businesses, that kind of thing. Yeah, so, alrighty, you guys possibly looking to take advantage of some write-offs and get some new equipment, anything like that at the end of the year?
No, not until cash flow gets a little bit better.
Okay, well,
wouldn't be prudent.
Of course, no. Well, have you ever, we do also offer capital, too, and sometimes people like to take advantage of that. I've had a few clients myself when it's a little slow. You know, just to have some purchasing power, that sort of thing. You ever thought about that?
Thought about it, yeah. Thinking about taking advantage of it right now. No, not heading into this close to the end of the year. We'll, like I said, we're below our projections, so we've got plenty of tax write-offs. We'll be able to take care of this.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So you save a little bit of money there. Do you guys have a typical time you usually evaluate to see if you may look to bring on equipment?
Yeah, like the end of the first quarter. End of the first quarter is when we would sit down and kind of say, all right, what segment are we in now? What segment are we moving into? And are our current assets, available assets, sufficient for what we want to do?
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. So you said you guys are a little down. So you guys, what'd you guys do in sales for 2015? Like top
about
line?
4.7.
Okay.
4.8, somewhere around there.
And now you guys are not close to that this year?
We're going to be under 4 this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
No, yeah, no, I understand that might be a little stressful for it, being that you guys were hoping to have a killer year. But, no, that's hopefully next year you guys are able to kind of get everything back to normal there. What do you guys mainly specialize in?
Well, you know, that's it. We really don't specialize in anything. I mean, our focus is metal fabrication, but everything that we do is custom. So
yeah,
we don't have repetitive business. Everything's discrete. So if we've got one-offs, two-offs, and there's a bunch of things like that going on, and we're busier than, you know, than a one-armed bartender. But you know, that's the sort of stuff that just kind of disappeared for half of the year. So, I mean, Atlas Copco, we do a lot of their fabrication. We do a lot of their machine components. We support a lot of the integrators, the guys that build body shops for, or at least components that go into assembly of heavy truck and automotive equipment. So we build the equipment that builds vehicles.
Oh.
We build components that go into the equipment that builds vehicles. Floor conveyors, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was actually checking out your website. So you guys do some fabrication too. That's nice. I actually race off-road and had played around with that for a little bit. So I built a off-road car basically out of a Volkswagen Bug 1967 with the tubing bender, a little MIG welder, and some round tubing there. So yeah, I know exactly.
And you didn't kill yourself. That's a good job. Cause I
no, yeah.
I think they know how to weld and they don't know how to weld.
No, well, yeah, we actually had a buddy who was a professional welder who helped us out, showed us a little bit there, and he actually TIG welded all the really crucial parts of the chassis. That way, you know, a little bit stronger, of course, you know what I'm talking about. But
oh, absolutely, yeah. You got to get that roll cage right. You got to get that frame right.
Exactly.
At the same time, if you engineer it to be too rigid, you want it to bend, not break.
Exactly, and that's what I learned. And trial and error taught me that real well. You and the chromoly too, I guess, between the mild steel. It's sometimes, what is it? It's a little bit more exactly.
Rusting, yeah. So what happens is if you don't have similar grain structures, you get what we call martensite. It gets really brittle. It's stronger than shit, but it's just brittle.
Exactly.
So you take any sort of impact or any sort of cyclical loading to it, next thing you know, it pops like a snap.
Yep, and that's I've had my fair share of experiences with that too, just playing around. But you know, it's awesome that you guys have a pretty solid solid foundation built around your company there. You guys been around for what, 10 years now?
Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe.
And you started it yourself, or?
Sure did.
That's awesome. So it's like, are you all on your own too, 100% owner?
100%. Well, I mean, I always tell my wife if she's around, she's 50% owner, just like me, but. Yeah.
Of course. No, that's how that works. Alrighty, well, so, and then one quick question, just out of curiosity, how did, what brought you towards that industry there?
Well, I worked for General Motors for 10 years, and then I worked for Tier 1 for 10 years, and, you know, my wife had been saying, just go into business for yourself, go into business for yourself, and I'm like, look, we're in Detroit. People in Detroit don't go into business for themselves. You know, you got to be associated with a bigger company. And I went to work for a family-owned small business that last year, and I just said, this is dumb. I'm going to go into business for myself. So I started working just by myself out of a 1,600-square-foot office, and went from one person to then adding a part-time to adding a full-time to three people to, you know, 13 people to 33 people, and right now we're 19 people.
So, wow, so you guys, you've grown substantially there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, that's go ahead.
I was going to say, it's got a good point, it's bad points.
No, yeah.
The bigger you get, the more rigid you get, right? You can't be agile and make the industry adjustments you need to, so, and without making tough decisions, you know, telling people who have been a core part of your family that, hey, listen, I don't have enough work here to keep you gainfully employed, I got to cut you loose, so. That's the part of being a business owner that really sucks, you know, when you got to share bad news.
No, and I understand that completely. My parents actually are small business owners themselves, so kind of seen the ins and outs of that all growing up my life. And, you know, I've had some buddies that had, you know, took some jobs, just part-time jobs, and it was that same kind of thing. Like, you know, work slow, it's kind of hard to do. So, yeah, it's the problem with mixing business and personal sometimes, but you know, that's kind of where the smaller businesses work, you know, and involved there.
From my experience, you gotta hire based on character, right? I can't,
of course.
I can't go by, you know, go out. You know, my whole concept is like Billy Bean, right? You know, it's all the right fit. You gotta have the right ingredients to make the cake taste right. So I can't go out and buy, you know, big price free agents and, you know, drop the guys in with the win now mentality. You know, we've had to bring guys in that, you know, maybe haven't been around the block that often, and, you know, and we got to figure some things out.
But
if you hire the right people with the right character, then you're going to end up getting what you want and what you need. And
exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just, you know, it's nicer to be able to sit there and be able to spend a day working with someone who you enjoy to be around. That you might, they might not know everything, but at the end of the day, you invest a little time in them, they're going to be just as good as, you know, the people who have been around the block once or twice. So, no, I know exactly what you mean. But, alrighty there, Greg, it was great talking to you. Had a nice little chat. I will definitely keep in touch. You know, maybe we could try to earn your business over here next time you're looking to bring on some new equipment or... you know, want to get some capital or something. But what's a good email for you? That way I could just shoot you my info and you could keep that on file.
It's GWOLF@WECGroupLLC.com.
Group. Awesome. I will shoot over a quick note your way, and if anything pops up we might be able to help you out with, feel free to reach out. If not, I'll just keep in touch maybe once a quarter and just chat for a few and see how everything's been going.
Sounds great.
You have a good one. Yep, of course. Talk soon. Bye-bye.